Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Zvachim Lamed Gimel, Zvachim 33a, pagination is 65. We'll start on the facing page. So we're on Lamed Beis, Amed Beis, about 8 lines from the top. The first words on the line are Lifnei Hashem, and then we begin. Amar Ula, Ula said, Amar Reish Lakish, in the name of Reish Lakish. Tomei Shehichnis Yado Lifnim Loke. A person who's tamei, who's ritually impure, and he stuck his hand into the area of the Beis HaMikdash that he's not supposed to be. Certainly there are parts of the Beis HaMikdash complex that he could go to, but eventually there's going to be a wall, and through that, the doorway of that wall, if he would stick his hand through the doorway, he would be loke, it would be considered a violation, even though the bulk of his body is still outside where it's permitted to be, but his hand went in, that's going to be a violation. Shene Emar, Pasuk says, B'chol kodesh lo siga, ve'la mikdash lo yavo. Do not touch the kodesh when you're ritually impure, and do not come into the kodesh when you're ritually impure. Makish bia l'negia. There's a comparison of coming in to touching. Managia b'miktash managia, just like touching, even a little bit of touching. You don't have to hug the thing, just touching. Af bia b'miktash shema bia, so coming in just a little bit with your hand is already considered coming in. And that's the teaching of Ula. You have this question, we don't have the Beis HaMikdash right now, but you have this question, if a person sticks his hand into a bathroom, according to the approach that you're supposed to wash your hands, would a person have to wash both hands, for example, if they did that? Is that called going in? Something that we discussed in a different shiur. That's this concept, is a hand going in. Obviously, bathroom in our time is not so clear that it's the best example, because the status of a bathroom is a questionable thing, since our bathrooms are clean. But that's the concept. Coming in a little bit, in this case, in the case of Kedusha, into the Beis HaMikdash, what would the status be? Let's look at the Gemara from today's daf on the second line. Lema misayayale. Let's suggest a possible support to the ruling of Ula that coming in ritually impure into the place of Kodesh, even a little bit, is considered coming in and a violation, and it cannot be done from the following statement. Kol hasmichos shahayusham, all of the smicha cases that were there in the Beis HaMikdash, that the owner has to lean on the animal, kore ani bohem, I'm able to call about them, I'll refer to them, as tekef l'smicha shchita. Immediately after the smicha is the shchita, it's done immediately, right away in the same location. Chutz mizu sha'isa b'sha'ar nikonar, except for this one by the mitzora, that the smicha would be done by the gate of Nikonar. They would bring the animal to the gate, to the mitzora. She'ein mitzora yachal ikanes l'sham, because the mitzora can't come in to the place where shchita could be done, to be in the same place and do the smicha so that they could do the shchita immediately afterwards. L'sham ha'chamazim alav midam chatas midam ha'shamo, until they're going to do the sprinkling that's necessary to atone for him and make him pure. Part of it is not just going to the mikvah, it's doing the karban. So you're in this situation where how is he going to do smicha if the karban has not yet been done? But how do you do it? So they would bring the animal to him, even though it was a place where shchita could not be immediately performed. Asks the Gemara, v'i amrit, and if you tell me, bia b'miktas lo shema bia, that coming in a little bit, just with the hands, is not called coming in, and there's no violation. La'ayu yedei v'lismoch, let him stick his hands in and do the smicha. And therefore we have a proof to Ula that you're not allowed to stick your hands in to do the smicha. And that's why they would have to bring the animal to him. Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef says, Hamani, which shita is this? Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda hi. It could very well be this shita of Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda, the Amar Merchak Tzafon. Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda holds that there's the entire area of the Ezras Kohanim and Ezras Yisrael, the space between the Sha'ar Nikanor all the way to the Mizbeach, that's invalid to do the Shechita for this Karban. Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda holds that only the area to the north of the Mizbeach itself is eligible as north. It's got to be north of the Mizbeach, not just the north side of the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, from the doors all the way to the area where the Shechita could be performed opposite the Mizbeach is quite a bit, and this has nothing to do with a nice little trick, whether he can lean in or not lean in. He's still going to have 22 amos that they have to walk the animal before they could do the Shechita, and that certainly qualifies for the statement that this is an exception to the rule of tekef l'smicha shechita, that the shechita will not be immediately performed. Again, it has nothing to do with whether he'll stick his hands in or not. He's still not eligible to come all the way to the part of the Mizbeach where the shechita could be done, according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Asks the Gemara, v'la'avid pishpesh, why don't you add a door to the Beis HaMikdash opposite the Mizbeach? In other words, take him around to the side, and you'll open that door for him. He'll stick his hands in. And if you don't hold like Ula, there's a solution, which infers that we still have a proof to Ula. But in any case, why don't you open a door, and like this, he could do the smicha in the proper place for the shechita, but while still standing outside. Abaye v'Rava d'amitar vayu. Abaye and Rava quoted the pasuk Hakobu k'sav miyad Hashem alai hiskil kol melech hasatavnis, that the entire building of the Beis HaMikdash was done al pi Hashem as a nevuah, and therefore a person cannot simply add a door wherever they choose. It has to be that Hashem wanted that door to be done, and over here, the whole difference is whether it's tekef l'smicha shechita or not, and apparently that's what they did in this particular case. They had him do smicha, then they walked the animal, and then they did shechita. One more comment, Ika de Amri, others said, Omer Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef explained, kol hasomech rosha v'ruba machnes. When you do smicha, you do it as a full body experience. You're putting your weight on the korban, and therefore his head and his body, the bulk of the person's body, is going to end up coming into the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, even if we ruled in the case of sticking your hand in that it was okay, but that's not all you're doing. You're doing a lot more than just sticking in your hand. And therefore, Ula's ruling that sticking in your hand is a violation is not really proven by the fact that there's no solution for him to do smicha from the outside, because when you do smicha from the outside, you do a lot more than just sticking in your hand. My taima, the Gemara says, kol kocho bo'inon, you need your entire strength. Hilkach lo efshar, therefore, no matter how you rule on just the hand going in, smicha from the outside to the inside was not possible, and either way, it was going to be an exception to the rule of tekef l'smicha shechita, that the shechita should be immediately after the smicha. Either way, there's going to be a certain amount of distance that the animal's going to have to be walked before shechita can be done. Yasher koach, thank you for joining.